International correspondence with NZI Insurance. Peace of mind for New Zealand business.
Because we need to get to Britain first. Andrew Brady's in this morning. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike. Good to speak to you again.
And you too. How big is Russell Brand? How big a catastrophe, crisis, drama is this?
Well, I think he's in dire straits. He really is. It's now a police matter. A woman has gone to the Metropolitan Police off the back of all of the publicity at the weekend with another allegation, again, of sexual assault, this time in 2003 in Soho in central London. Now, all of the media coverage at the weekend related to incidents that allegedly happened between 2006 and 2013. So this would appear to indicate that the alleged offending was happening several years before even that. He's a household name here. I mean, he was massive. He was on stand-up shows. He was on TV. He was on radio. Then he went to America. He became famous over there. He was in Hollywood. And then he kind of just didn't seem to be getting any work, and nobody knew why. And he went into the online space. He set himself up as a wellness guru, making videos. During COVID, he went down this kind of conspiracy rabbit hole. He's a very strange guy.
Yeah. Where do you reckon this goes? Does this lead to charges in a court case, or does this die down in a month's time?
Well, I think what will happen now is the Metropolitan Police will organise detectives to go and speak formally to the female complainant who has come forward. They will obviously assess the information that she gives them. And I think such has been the blanket coverage of this wall to wall here now for two full days. It would not surprise me if more people come forward. Yeah. Now, I must stress, Russell Brand says he has done nothing wrong. He says this time frame in his life was a period where, in his own words, he says he was very, very promiscuous. And he says that anything that happened between him and women was completely consensual. But, I mean, some of the allegations are absolutely shocking.
Right, this MP Davison, who's quitting because of chronic migraines, I've never heard of an MP quitting a job because of migraines.
Yeah, me neither. But having suffered from migraine when I was a young boy in Ireland, I can tell you it's deeply unpleasant. It really kind of unsettled many, many summer days for me. And she says that the stress of the job, this is Diana Davison, she's levelling up minister. Now, levelling up means basically trying to put right what years of Tory misrule, critics would argue, from London has done, i.e. neglected communities in the Midlands, in the north of the country, not getting the investment that places in the south and southeast have had. So she says that migraine has made her working life intolerable, and she's stepping down immediately from government.
Wow. And Keir Starmer, so we were talking earlier to Catherine, who's our French correspondent, the Pope's going to France, the King's in France, so Keir Starmer wouldn't want to miss out.
Well, he's been invited by Emmanuel Macron, and I think this is fascinating. So the French normally don't invite the leader of the opposition in neighbouring countries. They've reached out to Keir Starmer. And this is gold dust for Starmer because he's riding high in the polls. He's on 45%, his Labour Party. You know, if that holds for another year and we get to the election and he's still on 45%, if that translates into actual votes, he will have a bigger majority than Tony Blair won in 1997. Wow. And that was a tsunami of a victory for Labour in 97. So Starmer will meet Macron. They will sit down. They will discuss the migrants crisis, the small boats, European Union, Ukraine. The photographers will lap it up, and it will be very good for Starmer because ultimately, you know, the British public are going to see him as a statesman. And I mean, all of this coming on the same day as we've just had Liz Truss deliver a speech in London 1 year on from stepping down. I mean, you know, the difference between Starmer and Truss were different galaxies. I was going to say planets.
All right, mate, you go well. We'll catch up with you again soon. Andrew Brady in for Rod Little this morning, who's took the night off, his time, because his daughter's 18.